This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ooh, there's a little bit of Friday in the air. Feels good. It's 8:37. It is Thursday, but we're going to peek for the week when Corey Rosen comes in to review the movies Onward. And apparently something called Extraordinary. Is he here yet? He's got to be here anyway.
No,
right?
He's not yet.
Usually
but
gets
he
here. He's turning into whom and slowly but surely. Like he's, you know, out there, like ready for the thing going over his nose.
Folding t-shirts right now.
So 9:15 will.
Three reports in, though, and I believe he can do it without having written every word down.
That's, well, let's watch today carefully and see if he has any notes that he refers to. It's weird to be able to just talk off the cuff. I don't know how people do it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app you can get, and you can listen to this show anywhere you go.
We are a delight.
I mean, you bring your phone everywhere you go, right? You might as well have the Radio.com app, and that way, anywhere you are, you've got entertainment right there at the Radio.com app. You just turn it on.
That's right.
Listen to Sarah and Vinny, and then there you are, listening to Sarah and Vinny.
Yep.
Wherever you are.
We love it. Everywhere you go, there we are.
Mm-hmm. You might be in the hot tub. You might be in the new gym. You might be on your lazy boy or on a ramp.
Mm-hmm. Wheelchair ramp.
Right.
Yep. You might be wherever you are. Take us. We want to be there with you. We love you.
Anyway.
Hot in the hot tub.
The spreading coronavirus could cost airlines as much as $113 billion in lost revenue. I know for a fact that my mom already canceled her flight. She was coming tomorrow.
Did she have to pay a penalty for
canceling? I don't know. I haven't talked to her about it yet. I haven't had a chance. I will probably talk to her today, but I'm assuming because of the coronavirus that they're going to give her some kind of credit.
Yeah, I don't know.
But maybe not.
Yeah, I really
don't
know.
These things in advance usually are you pay and you need to be on your flight.
Right. And that's that. And that ticket sold.
I can see how, you know, they can't promise you can get to where you're going in a safe condition.
Right.
How can you go on that flight?
Airports are just hotbeds of infection and germs.
Anyway.
They're really not. You know, you can keep yourself safe. But if you don't have to go somewhere, why would you?
Oh, that's just the beginning of, we're seeing all the beginnings here now of the early cancellations for everything.
Well, people are scared, you know. It's scary, and we don't know what's going to happen or how big or how small it's going to be, and people are just... It's amazing how the fabric of society can be broken down by something that hasn't even truly happened here yet.
Right.
You know?
Well, but,
it's,
you know.
It's tenuous, this thing.
We hear scientists say this thing's on the run, and you go, I don't want any part of that.
I'm going to get in my hidey hole and isolate myself.
Breaking news, Elizabeth Warren has ended her presidential campaign. She's dropped out of the race.
So who's left?
Well.
Biden. Sanders, is there a fourth? A third?
Well, no, there isn't. I mean, even if there is, there isn't.
No, but is there, I mean, someone else who's going to have to declare I'm out? When I was filling
Bloomberg
out,
was the main guy who dropped all that money, who dropped out. So
Warren,
I thought
out.
It had left Warren as the final.
Maybe that was it. Maybe they were
contestant.
Just the three.
But right now it looks like it's a Biden-Sanders contest. So we'll see. Former Vice President Joe Biden said he's worried about protesters who've stormed the stage when he's been speaking at campaign events with his wife beside him. He says it might be time for Secret Service to protect the 2020 presidential candidates.
Oh.
It's something that has to be considered. Apparently, there were some protesters that rushed the stage during his Super Tuesday victory speech in L.A.
It is important for the peaceful transfer of power that we protect the people who are trying to get those positions.
Apparently, one of the protesters was tackled by Biden's wife.
Oh, my God. She is beastly, though. She's a school teacher, right? They always are.
Anyway, Biden says, I wasn't scared for myself, but I was worried for my wife.
Well, yeah.
Jill has already had to tackle a heckler in New Hampshire, and now she's had to tackle one in L.A.
She's tough, though. The more you tackle people successfully, the better you feel about it, you know?
Sure, I guess.
You know, as a longtime school teacher, I'm sure she was, not taking any guff from anybody.
Well, I don't...
But tackling a full-grown person... It's different from tackling a student. That's all I'm saying. Not sure what I'm saying, really. She seems so dainty, and then wow, tackle.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, is she Tulsi... still running?
Yeah, looks like she hasn't dropped out though. She's the only one that.
Okay,
has.
Well, good luck to her. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
We're
that...
all like, who? Okay, lady.
No, she's the representative from Hawaii,
sure,
right?
Like, whatever.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Nike has unveiled its uniforms for Team USA for the 2020 Olympics.
Those are happening.
As if those are going to go down as expected. We'll see. You can go look online to see the costumes. We'll
How do they
wearing.
Look? What do you think?
They look fine.
Yeah.
They look fine.
Sporty.
They look good.
Fancy. Are we going to look good with the rest of the world?
I usually really like the Summer Olympics. It's a two-week blur, but, you know, all the track and field events...
Equestrian stuff? Come on. It's good.
So anyway, Nike's...
And the gymnastics stuff is always
it
great.
It is, absolutely.
Aren't they doing surfing this year, too?
They are. Surfing and skateboarding are both going to be in the Olympics.
That'll be interesting. It's incredible, though, because now you're not limited to one channel. You know, they've got all the other outlets where all this stuff is going to. So you can see it 24/7. You can watch
I thought,
it all.
For sure... Because of the new wave technology that's been in these little wave pools, mm-hmm. like Lemoore,
right.
The Kelly Slater pool just down south, I thought for sure that that's what they'd build. And they haven't. They're going to be in the ocean, so they'll be entirely dependent on there being waves.
Right. I actually like the idea of the whole Lemoore pool thing happening, because if it is, it's judged the way that, like gymnastics,
yes.
I mean, it's like a scoring system from various judges. It's not like this person scored this many points and they win. But it would to have a consistent wave that everyone rode the same wave and had the same opportunity to do whatever their special
right.
thing was.
It absolutely makes it better and more fair if there's no surf. One of the things that's super exciting about surf contests, I know none of you will ever watch them, but I watch them regularly. Is it you're also dependent on the ocean coming through for you.
Yeah.
So there's
it can be flat.
Well, in the case of, let's say the surf is good,
mm-hmm.
but now you're winding down to 3 minutes and one guy needs a wave and he's got priority, but he's waiting for, and you're just like, 3, 2, oh, he's got one. And he's up just in the nick of, you know, like all that stuff is really makes competition very exciting.
Right.
In a wave pool situation, it's the same wave.
Every time.
Every 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question that it's going to be there and what it will look like.
Right.
So
it would allow
some
you
of
really...
it, some of the chance is right. lost. Some of the luck is lost.
Yeah.
Some of that.
And what if those waves are monsters the day that the competition happens?
It's unlikely.
Never know.
Well.
Do they have like a good surf break in Tokyo?
I'm sure they do have waves. Whether or not they're going to be any good, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. The surf
See,
industry.
They couldn't get like a flapping machine out there, like right where they need the waves to come up. You know, like some kind of boat that's standing there and like making some flappy, you know, like helping the waves be flappy.
Flappy.
Make the waves be all like. Football.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. The surf industry's ruined itself, so unfortunately. It could use a good, healthy bump.
Yeah, of interest.
Right.
Yeah. It's too bad.
I don't know, since you're done with the trash, I don't know if you watched Nick Wallenda's live volcano high wire.
I didn't get to the story either, so I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on this. It sounds harrowing.
It does, but people, what's funny is, because I didn't see it live, I went to bed at 7 o'clock last night.
Sure.
But Volcano Live happened on ABC last night, and Nick Wallenda of the very...
The famous high wire Wallendas.
Right, exactly right. Crossed Nicaragua's active volcano on TV last night. One of the things that people were pointing out, though, is, hey, he's got a safety harness.
Well...
Well,
I'm fine with that.
Are you?
I am.
You mean, are?
He is over lava.
Right.
He even needed gas masks, too, because I guess if you're over a lava, there's nothing to breathe.
Right.
Nothing good. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I really don't want to drop anyone in a volcano.
Despite the toxic gases, the 2,000-degree lava, gusting winds, and the fact that this was his longest and highest crossing of his career, many viewers complained on Twitter and elsewhere. Hey, that guy's wearing a safety harness.
Well, we want him to live.
There was a second wire above, strung above right. him, and he was tied to it. Mm-hmm. Had he fallen, he wouldn't have fallen.
Which is really the way it should be, Vinny.
Are you sure about that?
I am sure. Let's keep our guy alive. Really? Do you want to hear? I mean, would people even let someone? Like, you're not even going to televise that. Like, well,
sure
the guy
do.
Could fall off and into the
Look,
lava. Be
in
gone.
In the '70s, there
so
was
happened,
this
a Terminator
famous
in the lava?
Daredevil named Evel Knievel.
Mm. No wire on a bike.
No, and his wipeouts, you can still go look. I follow him on Instagram. His estate or someone continues to post his stuff. You can see his bones breaking as he crashes. It's he rolls and rolls along with the speed of the bike that's riding next to him as he's on the ground when... Break.
Did he ever fall into lava?
So, no,
is that
but
ever a thing? Yeah, I mean, I just
I'm fine
with the guy who's right. over the lava having a string. I get it; it's more exciting if he doesn't. But also, he dies if he falls. So let's not kill people.
Isn't that the gig?
Look,
Daredevil.
It's still very dangerous. What are we looking at?
There's him doing it.
Look at
lava.
It's a lava pit. People shouldn't be on lava pits. I mean, I guess his wife was doing something on that same. They said that the wire's been up there for like 2 weeks, and the noxious fumes coming out of that lava have turned the whole, like, they were like, oh, this thing could snap. It's
brittle or
it's
something?
It's just rusted up and in terrible condition. And the wife, I guess, did some dance routine out there on it last week. And she was like, yeah, it's pretty bad out there.
Well, you know, I mean, when you make up these stunts.
Yeah. David Blaine style. You know, you set your own parameters.
You'd think that they'd say, yeah, we don't need a safety harness. This is the job we've taken on.
But then they look down and go, oh, my God, that's lava. Let's do a safety harness.
How about a fast fact?
All right, I'll take a fast fact.
A blue whale's tongue can weigh as much as an elephant.
Oh.
And their heart can weigh as much as a car.
Oh.
A blue whale.
How much
whale.
Does that weigh? Do they say?
It doesn't.
Like, what does an elephant weigh? Two tons?
A ton? Uh-huh. Right.
Well, which one of those?
2 tons.
And how much does a car weigh? 2 tons?
A ton.
Ton?
Two tons.
Yeah, 2 tons.
Elephants, well, it depends on the car.
African elephants can weigh up to 13,000 pounds, which is 5,
Jesus,
6 tons.
That's incredible.
It's a big tongue.
13,000 pounds? That's enormous.
Yeah.
That's a big tongue. Mm-hmm. And how much does a car weigh?
From 3 to 5, 6,000 pounds. Oh. So 2-3 tons.
No. Huh. Oh.
That's amazing.
The theme song for The Daily Show is called Dog on Fire. And it's been the theme since the show premiered in 96.
They changed it up when Trevor came in. It's the same kind of theme, but they did this whole like weird interlude part in it. So this is the original theme.
It's called Dog on Fire.
Do you have the Trevor Noah version of it? He does this weird, like, bong, 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 bong. See if you can find the Trevor version.
J.D. Salinger.
And then they go back to the...
Oh. Well, it's called Dog on Fire, and it's been the theme since the show premiered in 96. Well,
arranged by Timbaland.
Oh, so he did like the remix on it?
Right. J.D. Salinger's girlfriend left him in 1942 and married Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, well.
Her name was Una O'Neill, and her father was Eugene O'Neill, the famous playwright. You know a Eugene O'Neill play?
No, I
Me
don't.
Me neither. No idea.
What's a Eugene O'Neill play? Can you pull those up? I'd be interested. I'm interested in plays.
The daughter walked off from her author, writer, boyfriend to marry Charlie Chaplin, of all people.
He's probably really funny. They say Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I, you know.
They say what? They say what about him?
I thought he was like a secret Nazi or something. Am I crazy?
Bunch of plays, man.
Oh, yeah? Eugene O'Neill? What's he written? What?
Long Days, but they're all like from the 50s.
Yeah, and, right. Anything?
The Iceman
Cometh.
Oh.
Oh, Iceman Cometh. People say that, you know? You don't even know what you're talking about. You're like, oh, the Iceman Cometh.
The Hairy Ape.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what it says.
All right.
Oh. Eugene O'Neill plays.
Imagine that.
Pops right up.
Our text number. 800-400-3697. I've got a few now. I'll do a few on the other side, but we do have the movie reviews coming up, everybody.
And there he is. Corey, tell me you're not looking at your script. Okay, he's looking at a little...
He's memorizing.
I got to give him some money. I owe him some money.
Oh, you owe him 10 bucks for this?
10 bucks too, dude.
Man. Oh, you owe him 10?
Yeah, because he won, right?
All right, well, I'll give him 20, and then you can owe me 10.
All right.
Unless you got it. You got it?
I think I have 10.
Oh, all right.
But I can give you, yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
No, that'll be great. Let's work it out now.
Oh, you of all people.
I'm serious. Work it out.
What time is it in China?
From
oh, my
that,
God.
16 hours ahead, right? Is that what time is it in China?
Oh, look.
Right now?
Let's work it out right now. Why don't we?
It's 12 to 2 a.m.
So it's tomorrow morning already.
Yeah, it's
China.
Already tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it's
almost 1 a.m.
925 says, her voice is amazing. She's such a confident young woman, and I can really appreciate that, even though some of her choices have been a little sketchy.
Talking about Miley?
Yeah.
I see.
It's been great watching her grow and mature in her choices and how she presents herself. Love her.
She has some maturing to go, but, you know, it's good.
Hey, Sarah,
yeah?
I voted for Warren, too. She was my first choice from the beginning. Glad to hear your John is following politics and engaged. Does he watch Rachel Maddow?
He watches all the goddamn shows. And so, by default, I do, too. But I read. I much prefer to, like, read information than watch it on TV. I get so riled up. I'm like, that's not news. That's your opinion.
Well, you know, the idea that you can be engaged without consuming that 24/7.
Agreed.
I think that becomes an obsession for people.
Right? It's unhealthy, too.
I agree.
See so many people, like, they're eating themselves from the inside out with this stress over this whole thing.
510 says, Vinny, why the need to point out Nick Cage's last four girlfriends were Asian? Would you have made the same comment if they were white? Black? There's
Maybe.
Nothing weird about liking Asians. I didn't. Say
no,
there was
we
anything
saying,
weird.
We just said this seems to be his type.
First of all, please keep in mind we do a talk radio show. We talk about every single thing we're talking about.
Right. So if we notice something while we're talking about it, we go, oh, well, how about that? And then if that leads us down some other path, we go there. And then
right.
then we're like, oh, how did we get here? And then we start talking about the first thing that we were talking right. about again. And then we find some other thing to jump off and we'll talk about that for a while.
And my actual question wasn't so much about his girlfriend choices is how would you feel if you knew
that you were the fourth of a type
and that it was his thing.
Right. Well,
and that's
I'd be
all.
Like,
I'm
well,
just,
lucky me, I'm his type.
I'm not sure. Would I be
he's rich and he has a pyramid
bothered by
in.
It or would I be like
it's a freaking movie star. What do I care?
Guy just walked me up to his tomb. I got bigger problems than who he last dated.
Right.
I went on a date to a tomb.
Yeah. That's a weird date.
It's a bad date is what it is.
And yet she still hangs out with him.
Well,
and yet she persists.
He's Nick Cage. You see that jacket? Probably worth a lot of money.
Yeah. And leather pants, you know? Not everyone can walk around in those, Ben.
I know Vinny loves Ozark. Has he seen the new trailer for season 3? I have not.
I won't watch it. I want to see it unfolded. I actually hate watching trailers, even though I do watch
Wendy.
A lot of them. Go, Wendy. Wendy. Wendy, all of a sudden, you just went, whoa.
Well, Wendy started the show with a... She was already up to craziness.
Wendy. Everyone knows it's Wendy.
I'll read more after these.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.